بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today, this is going to be our session number 41, reading from lessons in Arabic language. Level 4, Dr. Fahd Abdurrahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And today, inshallah, in this 41st session, we're going to be taking a new lesson, lesson 33, which is the next to the last lesson of this Level 4 course. Today, according to the homework assignment that we had for today, we're going to be looking at the English key and the Arabic text dialogue at the beginning of the lesson. So in the English key, the main point that we're going to be dealing with is the noon of emphasis. Any noon at tawqeed. Its definition and its two types. And then we're going to be looking at how to suffix this noon to the mudari verb when it's marfu'un and when it's majzoom, and how to suffix it to the fi'l amr, the command form or the imperative form of the verb. And then we're going to be looking at yani when to use this noon. When is it yani obligatory? When is it near obligatory? When is it optional? And also yani as a part of when it's obligatory is when it's not permissible. Alright, and then finally we're going to look at the second and third points, the word uf, which is a verb noun, and what is called harf al-ibtida, yani the particle that is used to begin a sentence. Yani it has two possible meanings. Yani it's the particle, it denotes digression, to change the subject, yani either by or to cancel it, yani to cancel the previous statement, or just to transition to a new idea without canceling the first statement. So these are, this is the main core of this lesson, is going to be the first point, yani the noon of emphasis, noon at tawqeed. So this is what we're going to start with today, and then in the next session, inshallah, we'll go on to look at the Arabic explanation of noon at tawqeed and its different types, and how we connect it to the end of the verb, and when, yani, when do we use it? When it is optional, when it is obligatory, when it's nearly obligatory, and when it's not permissible. And the exercises related to it and the other two points that are contained in this English key. Okay, but the main core of the lesson is noon at tawqeed, and it's quite involved, but it's not really that difficult once a person has a good look at it. So hopefully everybody read it carefully for homework. So as we go through it today, anything that wasn't clear, hopefully we'll be able to clear up. Hopefully anything that wasn't clear, inshallah, as we go through it, we'll be able to clear it up. Now, alright, so let's read from the English key, right, because we're going to be doing the English key today, and we're also going to be doing the dialogue, the Arabic text at the beginning of the lesson. Alright, so let's turn to page 143 of the English key, top of the page, lesson 33. In this lesson we learn the following. Number one, the statement, Wallahi لَأَنْشُرَنَّ الْإِسْلَامَ فِي بَلَدِي. By Allah, I shall propagate Islam in my country. This is called نُونُ التَّوْقِيدِ, the noon of emphasis. There's a footnote that said European Arabists call it the energetic noon. Noon of emphasis. It is of two kinds. A, the double noon, and B, the single noon. As far as A, one with a double noon. For example, ukhrujanna, get out. This is called noonu at-tawqidi al-thaqilati. Al-thaqilatu. Al-thaqila is a not describing noonu. Noonu at-tawqidi al-thaqilatu. The second one, yani noon at-tawqid al-thaqila, is the double noon, yani where you have this noon with shadda. B, the other one, the other with a single noon. For example, أخرجن, yani noon with sukoon, single noon. This is called نون التوقيد الخفيفة. الخفيفة. This is less frequently used than the ثقيلة. Yani the ثقيلة is the double noon, and the خفيفة is the single noon that has sukoon. This noon signifies emphasis. This noon signifies emphasis. It is used only with the mudari and the amr, not with the madi. Very important point. Noon of tawqid is not used with the past tense. In the past tense is emphasized by qat, qaf. I'm sorry, qad is by qad. Naam is emphasized by qad. But as far as the emphasis in the mudari and the amr, so we will see that this noon at tawqid is used to emphasize the meaning of the mudari verb or the fi'l amr. Naam. Okay, so let's go, let's get started with this. How to suffix this noon? So here they're going to give us 4 points, 4 different categories of verbs, and how to each of these 4 categories, how do we suffix the noon? What do we have to do to the end of the word in terms of adding the noon, yani al-thaqila or al-khafifa, and how do we change vowels or any other things that we add or omit from the verb in order to attach, to suffix the noon at the end of the verb. Okay, so here we're talking about first the mudari marfu'un, and then after we look at the 4 categories of mudari marfu'un verbs and how to suffix the noon to it, then we're going to look at the mudari majzum and how to suffix the noon, yani at-tawqid to it, and then we're going to look at the fi'l amr and how to suffix the noon at-tawqid to it. So we're going to be looking at marfu'un first, mudari marfu'un, then mudari majzum, and then we're going to be looking at the fi'l amr. Okay, so all of this is related to what? How to suffix the noon of tawqid to the mudari verb. The noon of tawqid is only suffixed to the mudari verb or the fi'l amr. So first we're going to look at the mudari verb, yani the 4 categories of mudari verbs that it will be connected to, and the mudari marfu'un, and then we're going to be looking at yani the mudari majzum, and then we're going to be looking at the fi'l amr. Alright, so the first one, the mudari marfu'un, there are 4 classes or categories of verbs. The first of them, it says, how to suffix this noon, the bottom half of page 143, A is mudari marfu'un, B is going to be mudari majzum, C is going to be the fi'l amr. Okay, so A, mudari marfu'un. Number 1, 4 groups of mudari marfu'un. In the 4 forms, which actually turn out to represent 5 pronouns, yani yaktubu, taktubu, aktubu, and naktubu, no, keeping in mind that taktubu means anta taktubu and hiya taktubu. So in the 4 forms of the mudari verb that end with dhamma, yaktubu, taktubu, aktubu, and naktubu, the final dhamma is replaced with fatha. So that's the first thing. Before you add the noon at tawqid, you're going to change the final dhamma in yaktubu, taktubu, aktubu, and naktubu. You're going to change it to fatha. So yaktubu becomes yaktuban. Before you add the noon at tawqid, the double noon, you're going to change the vowel to fatha. Yaktubu becomes yaktuban, changing the dhamma to fatha. The same process is used with the other 3 forms. Meaning taktubu becomes taktuban, aktubu becomes aktuban, naktubu becomes naktuban. Okay, so for these 4 forms of the mudari verb, mudari marfu'un that end with dhamma, that's the sign that it's marfu'un, right? Is that it ends with dhamma. We're going to change that dhamma to fatha and then add the noon at tawqid. Number 2, the 2nd category of mudari marfu'un verbs it says two in the following three forms. These three forms are from the af'al al-khamsa, excluding the duals, right? In the following three forms from the af'al al-khamsa, the three other than the duals, the final noon along with the waw or ya are dropped. So these are the forms that end with an extra noon after the fa'il. Yaktubuna, taktubuna, and taktubina. Yaktubuna, the waw al-jama'ah is the fa'il. Taktubuna, waw al-jama'ah is the fa'il. Taktubina, the ya al-mukhataba is the fa'il. So after the fa'il, the waw or the ya, the extra noon indicates, in these forms of the verb, the extra noon indicates that it's marfoon. So we're looking at the mudari marfoon. Yani, in the first four forms, we saw that the sign of being marfoon is dhamma. In these forms, the sign of being marfoon is the noon. So in these forms, the noon, along with the waw or ya, are dropped. The noon and the waw or the ya, and yaktubuna, taktubuna, and the ya and taktubina, they are dropped. So yaktubuna becomes yaktubunna. Yani the noon is dropped, the waw is dropped, and you only have a dhamma that remains from that waw in yaktubuna and taktubuna. Only the dhamma remains from the waw, and then the noon at tawqid is added. So yaktubuna became yaktubu with the noon tawqid added, yaktubunna. After omitting the na from yaktubuna and taktubuna and taktubina, after omitting the na and adding the noon at tawqid, we get yaktubuna. If you just get rid of the na, but we get yaktubuna. As a long vowel is not followed by a vowelless letter in Arabic, generally the long u is shortened, so we just have dhamma. Instead of yaktubu, now we have yaktubu, and then add the noon at tawqid, yaktubunna. Turning to the next page, so we get yaktubunna. From yaktubuna, get rid of the noon, get rid of the waw, and just add the noon at tawqid, yaktubunna. In the same way, from taktubuna is formed taktubunna. Yani taktubuna, the noon is deleted, the waw is deleted, and then the noon, yani of tawqid, is added, taktubunna. Note that the difference between the singular from yaktubu and taktubu and aktubu and naktubu, yani the difference between the singular yaktubanna and the plural yaktubunna is a or fatha in the first one, in yaktubanna. That's the singular forms, yaktubanna, taktubanna, aktubanna, naktubanna. They all, the dhamma is changed to a fatha before you add the noon, a tawqid. In the plural forms, the dhamma remains to indicate that there was a waw. Yani, in yaktubuna and taktubuna, the dhamma remains. So the difference between the singular, yaktubanna, and the plural, yaktubunna, is fatha in the singular and dhamma in the second, the plural. So when you see fatha, you know that's the singular. Yaktubanna, taktubanna, aktubanna, naktubanna. When you see dhamma, you know that's from the plural. Yaktubunna is represent yaktubuna or taktubuna. Okay, the second person feminine singular, taktubina, becomes taktubinna. After omitting the noon in from taktubina, the noon with fatha, from taktubina, and adding the noon with shadda, the noon with tawqid, we get taktubina. Here also the long vowel is followed by a vowelless letter, and so it is shortened. The result is taktubina. So originally anti-taktubina, the noon with fatha is omitted, the ya is omitted, and what remains is the kasra to remind us that it was taktubina. And then the, yani after you get rid of the ya and the noon with fatha, taktubi, yani to it is added the noon at tawqid, taktubina. So when you see that kasra, you know it's originally taktubina. When you see dhamma, you know it's originally yaktubuna or taktubuna. If you see a fatha, then you know it's originally yaktubu, and taktubu and aktubu and naktubu became fatha, yaktubanna, taktubanna, aktubanna, naktubanna. Okay, so this is the second one. So the first one that we're looking at, The first thing that we're looking at here is, again, we are looking at the mudari marfu, and we said that this is divided into four types of mudari verbs. The first one are the singular forms, yaktubu, taktubu, aktubu, naktubu, become the last vowel just changed to fatha and add the noon at tawqeed. Yani, naktubanna, taktubanna, and so on. And the second type are those words that have the extra noon at the end, the plurals, yaktubuna, taktubuna, and the feminine second person, singular anti, taktubina. They all have that extra noon from the af'al al-khamsa. That extra noon is deleted, and the wow and the ya from yaktubuna and taktubuna and taktubina, the ya and the wow is also omitted. What remains is a single dhamma or a single kasra, and then the noon of yani tawqeed is added. The third group of words are the duals. And these duals are also from asma al-khamsa. So that means that, from af'al al-khamsa. So that means they also have the extra noon at the end. Just like yaktubuna and taktubuna and taktubina. Yani yaktubani and taktubani. All of them have the extra noon that indicate they are marfu'un. So again, this is the reminder that we're talking about. The mudari marfu'un. Singular, plurals, and now we're looking at the duals. So for number three, it says the two dual forms, yaktubani and taktubani. The final noon is omitted, but the aleph is retained. The final noon is omitted, but the aleph is retained because its omission will make this dual form identical with the singular forms, which became yaktubani and taktubani. So if we remove the aleph, then we will have yaktubani and yaktubanna and taktubanna. We will have the same, almost the same form. And because both of them will be ending with a fatha that's attached to the noon at tawqeed. So in order to dissimilate, to make them, to differentiate between them, to have yani dissimilation, so that they are dissimilar, they don't look the same, so the dual forms retain the aleph al-ithnain, the aleph that indicates they are dual. They retain their dual form. Alright, it says here again, in the two dual forms, yaktubani and taktubani, the noon is omitted, but the aleph is retained because its omission will make the dual form identical with the singular forms. An important difference in the dual forms is not only the aleph is retained, but the noon takes kasra instead of fatha. Yani the noon in the noon of tawqeed, the noon of tawqeed, yani in the singular forms, the noon is going to take fatha. They're going to be yaktubanna and taktubanna and aktubanna naktubanna with fatha. The noon tawqeed has fatha, but in the dual forms, not only does it have the aleph which remains, but also the noon at tawqeed is going to take kasra. Yani the same kasra that we saw in the original form of yaktubani and taktubani, that kasra remains, and the yani it remains, though it remains for the noon at tawqeed, because the noon of the two dual forms, yaktubani, that noon is deleted. The aleph remains, and then the noon at tawqeed is added with a kasra, with that kasra. An important difference between the dual forms is that the noon takes kasra instead of fatha. So the resulting form is yaktubani and taktubani. After omitting ni from the yaktubani, the original form, and adding the noon N-N-A, yani the noon of tawqeed with fatha, we get yaktubanna. The final A is changed to kasra for the sake of dissimilation, so that the dual forms will not be similar to the singular forms. The singular forms ending with fatha, yaktubanna, taktubanna, aktubanna, naktubanna, and the dual forms ending with kasra, yaktubani and taktubani. Now what remains after the singular forms, aktubu, taktubu, naktubu, yaktubu, and after the plural forms, yaktubuna and taktubuna, and the feminine second person singular, yani anti taktubina, yani from af'al al-khamsa, after those two groups, and then the third group is the dual forms, the last type of mudari form are the two feminine plurals, which are mabniyan, the two feminine plurals. So these are the four categories of mudari verbs. Yani those that indicate they are marfu'un with dhamma, yaktubu, taktubu, aktubu, naktubu. Those which indicate they are marfu'un by the extra noon, yaktubuna and taktubuna and taktubina. When that noon is present, it means that they are marfu'un. When that noon is removed, it means that they are mansub or majzoom. The third category of mudari verbs are the duals, the duals. And they also have the extra noon that indicate they are marfu'un. But when the noon, the tawqeed, is added, that noon is removed, and the aleph of the dual, yani aleph al-ithnain, remains, and then the noon of tawqeed is added, instead of with fatah, with kasra. The last category, the fourth category of mudari verbs, are the two feminine plural forms. Yaktubna, yani hunna yaktubna, and taktubna, and tunna taktubna. The final noon is retained. Here the noon is not deleted. An enni is added. Yani the noon of tawqeed is added. The final noon in yaktubna, this final noon is noon in niswa. It's the fa'il for the verb. That noon here in the two feminine plural forms is retained. It remains. And to it is added the noon of tawqeed. But there's something else that happens here that we're going to see. As in the dual forms, the noon of tawqeed takes kasra. Just as in the dual forms, the noon of tawqeed takes kasra, so likewise in the two feminine plural forms, the noon of tawqeed takes kasra in these plural forms also. The resulting forms are taktubnani and yaktubnani. Note that an aleph is added between the noon of the pronoun, yani the noon and niswa, in yaktubna and taktubna. Between this noon in yaktubna and taktubna, an aleph is added between it and the noon of emphasis. So you have yaktubna, and then an aleph is added between it and the noon of tawqeed. So instead of yaktubnan, you have yaktubnani. Yaktubnani, also ending with kasra. And you have taktubna became taktubnani, with an extra aleph added between the noon of yaktubna and taktubna and the noon of at-tawqeed. Alright, so for the two feminine plural forms, the end with noon and niswa, it remains completely intact. An aleph is added to it, and then the noon of tawqeed with, yani the noon of tawqeed is added with a kasra vowel. So taktubna becomes taktubnani, and yaktubna becomes yaktubnani. I hope it is clear. Okay, so that is for the mudari marfu'un, divided into four categories: the singular forms, the af'al al-khamsa other than the duals, then the dual forms, and then the two feminine plurals that are mabniyun ala sukun, having attached to it the fa'il, the noon and niswa. Alright, so the two feminine plural forms remain intact. Nothing is deleted from them. Rather, an aleph is added between the end of the verb and the noon at tawqeed. Okay, now we're going to the mudari majzoom, which is relatively brief, and then the fil amr, which is relatively brief, and then we'll go to when to use the noon at tawqeed. Okay, so we're at the bottom half of page 144. B, yani A was yani how to suffix this noon to the mudari marfu'un. Now we're looking at how to suffix this noon to the mudari majzoom. Keeping in mind that the mudari majzoom, its ending is going to be different than the mudari marfu'un. Mudari marfu'un ends with dhamma, or it ends with the extra noon in the af'al al-khamsa. Yani yaktubuna, taktubuna, taktubani, yaktubani, the duals, and taktubani. All of them end with the extra noon to indicate they are marfu'un. And then, of course, there's also the two mabniun, yani the two feminine plural forms, which are mabniun ala sukun. So that's the difference between the marfu'un and the majzoom. We're going to see in the majzoom that in the singular forms, the vowel ending instead of dhamma is sukun, but in the forms that end with the extra noon is deleted. So that deleting of the extra noon that we saw in the marfu'un forms, well, it's already deleted in the majzoom forms. It's already deleted, alright? So the process is much simpler because we're already starting with that noon being deleted. So here we have, again, bottom half of page 144b, the mudari majzoom. The process is the same as the mudari marfu'un, except that the noon in the five forms is already omitted. The noon in the five forms is already omitted in the mudari majzoom. What do we mean by the five forms? We mean those forms of the mudari verb that have an extra noon that indicates that they are marfu'un. When that noon is deleted, it means that they are mansub or majzoom. So here we're looking at the mudari majzoom where that extra noon is already omitted. Here are some examples. So if the extra noon is already omitted, then it's just a matter here of attaching to these five forms, attaching the noon at tawkid. Attaching the noon at tawkid. So let's look at the examples they gave us here. These are, and what we're looking at here is from the majzoom forms of the mudari. The first one, لا تجلسن في هذا الكرسي فإنه مكسور. Don't sit in this chair for it is broken. لا تجلسن. So originally the verb here, we see that it has fatha. لا تجلسن fatha before the noon at tawkid. That means that originally that was a dhamma. So this is in the singular forms that originally end with a dhamma. When you add noon at tawkid in aktubu and taktubu and naktubu and yaktubu, when you add the noon at tawkid, we change that dhamma to a fatha. So here, yani, what we're going to do is that we're just going to add the noon at tawkid directly. Don't sit in this chair for it is broken. So we get what? لا تجلسن. Yani the verb here is majzoom. Why? Because of لا الناهية. So originally this verb form majzoom should be لا تجلس with sukoon. But when we add noon at tawkid, we're going to put that fatha to indicate that these are from the singular forms. لا تجلسن. So this is the masculine, second person, singular. Yani anta la tajlis la tajlisanna. The second example they give us is a plural form. Yani from those forms that have the extra noon. Okay, this one is going to be the second person masculine plural. Ya ikhwanu la takhruj la takhrujunna min al-fasli qabla sa'ati al-wahidati. O brothers, don't leave the classroom before 1 o'clock. So here we have here what? La takhrujunna. Originally the verb form is yani antum ya ikhwan. Antum takhrujuna. Because la takhruj yani, because this is la nahiya, it became majzoom, so it would have become la takhruju without the noon, because that's the indication that it's majzoom now. So all we're going to do here is, the noon is already gone. Now we're going to get rid of the wow and just leave the dhamma to indicate that it was the plural form, takhrujuna. We're going to leave the dhamma and just add noon and a tawkid. So we're going to see the same form, la takhrujuna. The same form, and if we had added noon, a tawkid to the marfu'un form, and in the majzoom form, the same thing, except that what? The noon is already deleted, so we just get rid of the waw, leave the dhamma, and add the noon at tawkid. The third example they gave us is for the second person feminine singular. Majzoom, second person feminine singular. Yani, so this form, the original form of it is taglisina. When it became majzoom, it would have been لا تغلسي, يعني with elongation. The noon is already deleted because of being majzoom. So the only thing we're going to delete now is the ya and leave the kasra to let us know that it was taglisina. So we're going to say ya Zainabu la taglisina, la taglisina. So the same way that we saw in the marfu'un form, second person feminine singular, yani taglisina became taglisina. So here in the majzoom form, the noon is already deleted. We just delete the ya, leave the kasra to indicate that it was second person feminine singular, and add the noon, mushaddada, la taglis, la tagsi, la tagsilinna. I don't know what I was saying before. Tagsil, yani tagsilina, tagsilina, tagsilinna, la tagsilinna thawbaka, thawbaki, bihada as-sabun. O Zainab, don't wash your clothes with this soap. Ya Zainabu la tagsilinna. Yani originally should have been tagsilina, but here la nahia makes it majzoom, so it became tagsili. When we want to add the noon of tawkid, we get rid of the noon is already gone, we get rid of the ya and leave the kasra to indicate that it was second person feminine singular, tagsilinna. The fourth example they gave us is the feminine, second person feminine plural. And in this case, ya akhawatu la tashrabnani hadha al-ma. Oh sisters, don't drink this water. So, tashrabnani, second person feminine plural, originally should have been tashrabna. Tashrabna. So here it's mabniyun. And therefore, yani the mabniyun forms, second person, feminine, plural, yani the mabniyun form remains the same. The second person, feminine, plural remain the same. Except that before adding the noon of tawkid, we're going to add an extra aleph. So we're going to add an extra aleph between the noon and niswa, la tashrabna, between the noon and niswa, which is the fa'il, and the noon at tawqid, there's an extra aleph added, and the vowel of the noon at tawqid is going to be kasra, like in the duals. Ya khawatu la tashrabnani. O sisters, don't drink from this water. Yani tashrabnani. Yani what is happening here is the original form of the verb is remaining intact, except that between the end of it, the noon and niswa, and the addition, the suffixing of the noon at-tawqid, an extra aleph is added, and the noon at-tawqid ends with kasra. Tashrab nani. Okay, finally on the bottom of the page it says, note that in the naqis verb, the omitted third radical is restored before suffixing the noon. And in the naqis verb, the fi'l naqis means the mu'tal al-lam, means that the final root letter, the lam, is deleted when it became majzoom, right? When it became majzoom, the final letter, the final root letter is deleted. Yani the long vowel at the end is deleted. So note that in the naqis verb, the omitted third radical, because it's majzoom, we're talking about mudari majzoom, in the mudari majzoom naqis verb, the third radical, because it's majzoom, is omitted. So it has to be restored before suffixing the noon of at-tawqid. So here are examples of that. We'll go from the right to the left. And it says, La tada'uwanna. La tada'uwanna. Do not call upon. Do not supplicate to. La tada'uwanna. This is from, yani, the majzoom form, yani from da'a yad'u. Tada'u, when it became majzoom by la nahiya, you say la tada'u. Yani the waw, the waw is deleted. Yani anta tada'u. Yani anta la tada'u. La tada'u. The waw is deleted. So before suffixing the noon at tawqid, the waw is going to come back. So that's how we get la tada'u wanna. La tada'u wanna. The same thing with يعني لا تنسى. يعني originally this verb should have been يعني أنت تنسى with ألف مكسورة تنسى, but when it became مجزوم by لا ناهية it became لا تنسى. The weak letter at the end of the ناقص verb is omitted. That weak letter has to come back again. So it's from نسية. يعني it's a ya originally from نسية ينسى لا تنسى. يعني the ya comes back and it became لا تنسى ين. And the same thing with مشى يمشي. يعني when it's مجزوم because of لا ناهية became لا تمشي. يعني أنت تمشي with elongation of the كسر with ya. لا يعني تمشي became مجزوم لا تمشي. يعني when you want to add the نون التوكيد that ya has to come back, so it became لا تمشي ين. لا تمشي ين. لا تنسى ين. لا تدعون. Alright, so what is happening here is just that the weak letter in the مجزوم مضاري مجزوم, if it's from a ناقص verb, the weak letter was deleted to indicate that it's مجزوم, has to come back before you add the نون التوكيد. And then it says this also happens in the أمر. يعني this same thing happens in the فعل أمر, in the imperative or command form. That is the weak letter that is deleted because of the command form. The weak letter is deleted right in the يعني if it's a ناقص verb, the weak letter is deleted when it's مجزوم. So it has to come back. So we have here this process is primarily the same in the أمر, يعني the same as in the other forms of the as in the forms of the مضاري مرفوع or in the مضاري مجزوم. In the فعل أمر the same thing pretty much happens, and that is, for example, you have أكتب, يعني second person masculine. Any command forms are all second person, right? So we look at second person masculine singular, masculine plural, feminine singular, feminine plural, and the dual, all right? So we're going to look at masculine singular first, then dual, then masculine plural, then feminine singular, then feminine plural. Five examples. So we see each case that we have here. So in the second person masculine singular, you have anta uktub. So in order for us to add the noon of tawqid, we're going to attach a vowel to the last letter that has sukun. It became fatha. Uktub became uktubanna. Uktubanna. For the dual, yani uktuba, the dual, yani second person, masculine and feminine dual is uktuba. So what happens here, it became uktubani. For the dual, the aleph remains, and the noon of tawqid is added to it with kasra. Remember, in the duals and in the second person feminine in the feminine plurals, the noon of tawqid takes kasra. Yani the aleph remains in the dual, and in the second person feminine or the feminine plurals, an extra aleph is added between the noon and niswa and the noon of tawqid. Okay, so the dual should have been, yani the dual is originally uktuba. The aleph is aleph al-ithnain that indicates that it is dual. It's retained, and the noon al-tawqid is added with kasra. Uktubani. The two of you must write. Both of you write. In the second person masculine plural, yani uktubu, yani what happens is what we had before. The noon is already deleted. The waw is now deleted. The dhamma is retained to indicate that there was originally waw al-jama'ah here. And then we add the noon and niswa. The noon al-tawqid. Uktubu became uktubunna without the waw. Uktubunna. How do we distinguish the plural from the singular? In the singular we have uktuban. Uktuban with fatha. And in the plural we have uktubun. Uktubanna, uktubunna. Then we have the feminine, singular and plural. Yani uktubi, from anti taktubina, uktubi. Yani the The ya al-mukhataba is omitted, the kasra remains so that we know that it is, yani the second person feminine singular, anti, uktubinna. And finally the feminine plural, yani uktubna, yani the noon and niswa remains, an extra aleph is added between the noon and niswa, uktubna, and the noon at tawkid, yani uktubnani. Yani originally it's uktubna. So it remains intact, uktubna, except that an aleph is added, uktubna becomes uktubnani. So an aleph is added between the noon of the verb, noon and niswa, and the noon of tawkid. Okay, so this is what we wanted to discuss. The first part of yani the noon at tawkid is how to suffix this noon to the verb. So in the mudari, marfu informs, we said that the marfu mudari verbs are divided into four categories. The singular forms that end with dhamma when they are marfu, the forms that end with an extra noon when they are marfu from af'al al-khamsa, the dual forms which are also from af'al al-khamsa, and the feminine plurals which end with noon and niswa mabniun ala sukun. So we said those four forms, how do we attach the noon and niswa to them? The second thing is the mudari majzum. We said how, yani in the mudari majzum, the noon is already deleted, so it's just a matter of doing what we did before to attach the noon at tawkid. Yani in the singular forms it takes fatha, in the masculine plural forms it takes dhamma before the noon at tawkid, in the second person feminine singular it takes kasra after you remove the ya of al-mukhataba, second person feminine singular, and in the plural forms, feminine plural forms, they remain intact. You're just separating the noon and niswa from the noon at tawkid with an extra aleph. As far as in the naqis, we said the noon is already deleted, so there's nothing really to do in the naqis form except the letter that was deleted, the weak letter that was deleted from the naqis form when it became majzum, returns before you add the noon and niswa. And the fi'l amr forms, yani we do just like what we did before. The singulars take fatha before noon and niswa. The two masculine plurals, yaktubun and taktubun, yani uktubu, yani the second person masculine plural, yani it's removed its waw, it remains as a dhamma and attached to the noon and niswa. In the second person feminine singular, the ya al mukhataba is removed, the kasra remains before you add noon and niswa. And in the feminine plural, the noon and niswa remains intact completely, the verb form. And before you attach the noon at tawkid, you just add an extra aleph. Okay, now we'll look at the second part of what's related to the noon at tawkid, and that is, when do we use this noon? So there are situations, they give us three situations here. One of them actually has two parts. The first part is when it's optional to use noon and niswa. The second thing is when it is compulsory, yani wajib, to use noon and niswa. And along with that will be when, yani those conditions that make it compulsory, when any one of them are missing, then it's not permissible to use noon and niswa. And the third one is noon, when it's near compulsory to use noon and niswa. Noon at tawkid. We're talking about when to use the noon at tawkid. So there's when it's optional to use it, yani you juz, jaiz, when it's compulsory to use it, wajib, and when it's near compulsory to use it. And again, the compulsory B has two parts. If it fulfills the condition, it's compulsory to use it. If it doesn't fulfill one of the three conditions, it's not permissible to use it. So it actually has two parts. It's compulsory or it's prohibited. Compulsory if it fulfills these three conditions. If any one of those three conditions are missing, it's prohibited to use it. So we're giving it here as three categories of when to use the noon, when it's optional, when it's compulsory, and when it's near compulsory. But the compulsory part has two parts. If it fulfills the three conditions, it became compulsory. If any one of those three conditions is missing, it became prohibited to use noon in this way. Alright, so let's look at these three rulings concerning the use of noon at tawqeed. Optional, yani yajuz, compulsory, wajib, and near compulsory, qareeb min al wajib. And then we'll look at the final two points of the English key and the dialogue, Arabic text. Okay, so when to use the noon at tawqeed. And this is really actually, this part of the lesson is the easier part. The previous part was the more difficult part that a person has to spend some time to make sure that they remember the rules for attaching noon at tawqeed to the mudari marfu'un, mudari majzoom, and when the mudari majzoom is from a naqis verb, and then the fi'l amr. Alright, so when to use the noon at tawqeed. Its use is either optional, that's what we're going to deal with first, compulsory, that's what we're going to deal with second, and near compulsory, A, B, and C. So let's say A first, optional. It is optional in the following two cases. It's optional in two cases. Number one, in the amr, in the imperative form of the verb. And number two, in the mudari, if it signifies talab. If it signifies a talab, yani a command, a prohibition, or istifham. Alright, so when is it optional? It is optional in the following two cases. Number one, with the fi'l amr. For example, inzilanna min as-sayyarati ya waladu. Inzilanna, that's a fi'l amr. Do get out of the car, oh boy. Or get out of the car. Inzilanna. So in this case, yani using the noon at tawqeed is optional. With the fi'l amr, it's optional without any conditions. Mutlaqan, without any conditions. Any fi'l amr, you can use the noon at tawqeed with it. With any fi'l amr, you can use noon at tawqeed. It's optional without any conditions. The second case when it's optional to use noon at tawqeed is in the mudari if it signifies talab. Yani this is conditional. It's if it signifies a talab, if it fulfills that condition that the mudari verb indicates a talab, that is a amra, a command, or a nahi, a prohibition, or istifham. If the mudari verb indicates one of those three things, then it's optional. You can use the noon at tawqeed if you want to. It's optional. You don't have to, but it's optional. If it's amr or nahi or istifham in the mudari, then you can use the noon at tawqeed. With the fi'l amr, it's optional without any conditions. With the fi'l mudari, if it indicates talab, then it's permissible. It's optional for you to use the noon at tawqeed. And what is talabi? It means if it's a command, like lam al amr, or if it's a nahi, la nahiya, or if it's istifham, a question. Alright, for example. So they give us two examples here. The first one, لا تأكلن وأنت شبعان. Never eat. Do not eat when you are full up. Yani when you have already eaten your fill. لا تأكلن. Here, this is لا ناهية. So this is a طلبي. So the mudari verb, that's a طلبي, indicates a command or a prohibition or istifham. It's optional. It's permissible. You can use it or not, as you like. It's optional. The second case. هل تسافرن؟ هل تسافرن وأنت مريض؟ Are you traveling when you are sick? Here, this is a istifham. It's a question. Therefore, a question comes under طلبي, the mudari verb that indicates a question or a command or a prohibition. Yani it's optional to use noon at tawqeed. You can use it if you like or you can leave it out. If the speaker feels the need for emphasis, he may use it. If the speaker feels a need to emphasize yani what he's saying, then he may use it, the noon at tawqeed. It's optional. When is it optional? In the fi'l amr, without any conditions, and in the fi'l mudari, if it's a talabi. And a talabi means it's a command, a prohibition, or a question, istifham. Okay, the second category, the second ruling concerning the use of noon at Tawqeed is when it's compulsory. Yani when you must use it. It is compulsory in the mudari. If it is jawab al-qasam. Yani if the mudari verb is a jawab al-qasam. Yani an oath, a swearing. And it's the jawab of the qasam. And it fulfills three conditions. You must use the noon at Tawqeed. Here the mudari. Here they give us an example. For example, wallahi la ahfazan al Quran al Karima. By Allah, I will memorize the Quran, noble Quran. By Allah, I will memorize the noble Quran. Here, the mudari verb ahfazu happens to be jawab al qasam. It's the answer, the response to the oath that you are swearing. Wallahi la ahfazan. Here. Ahfadhu happens to be jawab al-qasam, as it is preceded by qasam, wallahi. Note that this verb has not only the noon al-tawqeed suffix to it, but it has also a lam prefix to it. Yani la ahfadhanna, not la negation, but la, the lam, which is also for emphasis. It has not only the noon of Tawqeed, but it also has La. This Lam is called Lamu At-Talaqi Al-Qasam. Lam At-Talaqi Al-Qasam. The Lam that Talaqi, and it receives the Qasam. It receives the swearing or the oath. There are, however, three conditions for its use in the jawab al-qasam. It here is referring to the, not to the lamb, that's lamb talaqi al-qasam. Here the word it is referring back to the noon. Yani because we're talking about when is it compulsory to use the noon at tawqeed in the mudari verb. And we said it's compulsory in the mudari if it is jawab al-qasam. So, we're talking about here there are three conditions for the use of the noon in jawab al-qasam. These are the following. Yani the three conditions for its use in for the use of the noon at tawqeed in the jawab al-qasam. Yani if these three conditions are fulfilled, it's mandatory, compulsory, wajib to use the noon at tawqeed. But it must fulfill three conditions. So, using the noon at tawqeed is compulsory in the mudari verb if it is a jawab al-qasam. It's the response to a qasam and it fulfills three conditions. If it's the response to a qasam, jawab al-qasam, and it fulfills the following three conditions. Number one, the verb should be affirmative. That's A. We're on the top of page 146. It says A, the verb should be affirmative. B, the verb should be future. C, the lamb, that extra lamb, should be attached to the verb. So there are three conditions. If the mudari verb is a jawab al-qasam and it fulfills these three conditions, it's compulsory to use the noon at tawqeed. If it doesn't fulfill these three conditions, then it's not permissible to use the noon at tawqeed. If it's jawab al-qasam and it doesn't fulfill these conditions, then it's not permissible to use the noon at tawqeed. All right, so let's go back a little bit and say what? There are, however, three conditions for its use. This is the bottom of page 145. There are three conditions for its use. The use of the noon at tawqeed in the jawab al-qasam. Noon at tawqeed, yani the verb, the mudari verb is in the jawab al-qasam. And we are saying that it's compulsory to use the noon at tawqeed if the mudari verb is jawab al-qasam, but with three conditions. All of them must be fulfilled. Okay, let's go to page 146. What are the three conditions? Number one, or A. Instead of number one, it says A. The verb must be affirmative. Yani muthbatun. It must be muthbatun. Mim thabata. Muthbatun. The verb should be affirmative, as in the above example. What's the above example? Wallahi la ahfazan al-Quran al-Kareem. By Allah, I will memorize. That's affirmative. It's not negation. I will do something. That's affirmative. That's what we mean by muthbat. It's affirmative. neither the lamb nor the noon is used in a negative verb. Yani if there's a jawab al qasam in a negative verb, like for example, wallahi la akhruju, by Allah I will not go out. So if it's negative, it's not affirmative, then neither the lamb nor the noon is used with a negative verb. Okay, so we're saying that this mudari verb, that's jawab al qasam, if it is affirmative, if it's negative, we're not going to use the noon, the tawkid, nor even the lamb. But if it's affirmative, that's the first condition that makes it compulsory to use the noon, a tawkid. The second condition, B, the verb should be future. Yani the meaning of the verb should be that something you're going to do in the future. If it is present, like something you're doing right now, only the lamb is used, not the noon of tawkid. For example, wallahi la uhibbuka, by Allah I love you. Here, yani I love you is present. It's not future, I will love you, but I love you. So it's present, therefore the noon of tawkid cannot be used here. The lamb can be used, but not the noon of tawkid. And that's because the noon of tawkid in the jawab al-qasam must fulfill three conditions. It must be affirmative, and it must be future in meaning. So if it's not future in meaning, then we can't, and if it's not affirmative, we can't use the lamb nor the noon. If it's not future, we can't use the noon, but we can use the lamb. Another example, wallahi la adhunnuhu sadiqan, by Allah I think he is truthful. Yani la adhunnuhu, adhunnu I think, right now it's present, it's not future. So you can use the lamb, but you can't use the noon as jawab al-qasam. And if the mudari verb is jawab al-qasam, it has to fulfill all three conditions. It has to be affirmative, it has to be future in meaning. So here, because la adhunnuhu sadiqan is I do think he is truthful, right now I think so, and therefore it's not future, so we can't use the noon at tawkid. Note that in these, let's look at these two examples here. Note that wallahi la usa'idannahu means by Allah I will help him, and wallahi la usa'iduhu means by Allah I am helping him. What's the difference? Yani if we use the noon at tawkid, as in the first example, wallahi la usa'idannahu, we couldn't have used the noon at tawkid unless the meaning is future in meaning, because it's jawab al-qasam. And the mudari verb, if it's jawab al-qasam, it must fulfill three conditions. And one of them, it has to be future in meaning. So the fact that the noon at tawkid is used here, this is an indication that this mudari verb, what is intended by it is future. Whereas in the second example, wallahi la usa'iduhu, by Allah I am helping him, because we see the noon at tawkid is not there, that means that the meaning here is not future. Because if it was future meaning, it would be mandatory, compulsory to use the noon at tawkid. So even though these two sentences are exactly the same, except that the verb in the first one has noon at tawkid and the second one it doesn't, the fact of the presence of the use of the noon at tawkid indicates that the meaning is future. Wallahi, I will help him. And the absence of the noon at tawkid in the mudari verb after the qasam, yani as jawab al-qasam, the absence of the noon at tawkid is an indication that the meaning is not future. The third condition, the lamb should be attached to the verb. Yani the lamb, this extra lamb of emphasis, the third condition is that the lamb must be attached to the verb. It can't be separated by something else from the verb. If it is attached to a word other than the verb, the noon cannot be used. The noon at tawkid cannot be used. Why? Because it has to fulfill all three conditions. The verb must be affirmative, not negative. The verb must indicate future, not present. And the lamb, the extra lamb, must be attached to the verb itself, not to another word. So if it is attached to a word other than the verb, the noon cannot be used, because all three of these conditions have to be fulfilled. If this one is not fulfilled, or any of the other ones are not fulfilled, any one of them being absent means the noon at tawkid cannot be used. For example, wallahi لا إلى مكة أذهب. By Allah, to Mecca I will go. يعني here it's جواب القسم. يعني أذهب is جواب القسم. And it's future in meaning. And it's affirmative. But the problem here is what? Is that the lam, the extra lam, is not attached to the verb. It's separated from the verb. It's attached to the preposition إلى. Wallahi لا إلى مكة أذهب. So by Allah to Mecca I will go. Here we cannot use يعني the noon of tawkid in the verb أذهب, because what? The condition of the lam being attached to the verb is not present. Here the lam is attached to إلى, but if it is attached to the verb itself, the noon has to be used, because now all the conditions would have been fulfilled. It's جواب القسم. It's a مضاري verb that is affirmative. Its meaning is future, and the lam is attached to it, as in wallahi لا أذهبن إلى مكة. Here is a, so in this example we see that يعني that the مضاري verb is جواب القسم, and it fulfills the three conditions. Number one, it's affirmative, it's not negative. Number two, it's future in meaning, يعني I will go to Mecca. And number three, the lam is attached to the verb itself. It's not separated from the verb. It's attached to the verb. And therefore, these three conditions being fulfilled require, make it compulsory for the noon at-tawkeed to be used. Here's another example. Wallahi lasawfa azuruka. By Allah, I will visit you. Here we see azuruka doesn't have noon at-tawkeed, even though it's jawab al-qasm. It's a mudari verb that's jawab al-qasm, but let's look and see if the three conditions are there. Is the verb affirmative? Yes, I will visit you. Is it future? Yes, I will visit you. But is the lam attached to the verb? No, it's attached to sofa. It's separated from the verb by the word sofa, and therefore it doesn't fulfill the third condition, and therefore the noon at-tawkeed cannot be used. Cannot be used. طيب, in the Quran we have لَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ, and he, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will give you. This is جواب القسم. And the قسم is وَالْدُحَى, yani in the previous ayat وَالْدُحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, and so on. لَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ. So this is actually a جواب القسم, yani the قسم came earlier, and this is جواب القسم. And it is future in meaning, and it is affirmative, but the lam is not attached to the verb يُعْطِيكَ. And therefore, we see that there's no noon at-tawkeed. Alright, so this is the second situation. When is it compulsory? يعني the مضاري verb, if it is جواب القسم, is following a قسم, and it fulfills three conditions. Number one, it's affirmative, it's not negative. Number two, it's a future meaning, not present meaning. Number three, the lam, the extra lam, is attached to the verb. If those three conditions are fulfilled in a mudari verb that comes as jawab al-qasam, it's compulsory to use noon at-tawkeed. If any one of those three conditions is missing, even though it's jawab al-qasam, yani we cannot use the noon at-tawkeed. Okay, the final situation. Okay, so those are really two situations. It's compulsory if those three conditions are present, and it's not permissible if any one of those three conditions is missing. Finally, near compulsory. C, bottom half of page 146, the use of the noon is near compulsory, yani almost compulsory, after the conditional particle imma, which is made up of the particle in plus ma for strengthening. The particle in and ma is attached to it for strengthening its meaning. Yani, this particle imma is a shart. The conditional particle imma is a shart. It means if. If this, then that. So the ma here is added to the conditional particle in to strengthen its meaning. So the noon of in has been assimilated to the meme of ma. So in ma becomes imma with shadda on the meem. Here are some examples. Here are some examples. Imma tadhhabanna ila makkata adhhab maka. If you go to Mecca. Imma, yani in plus ma for strengthening. If you go to Mecca, imma tadhhabanna ila Mecca, adhhab ma'aka, I will go with you. So here we see that the noon at-tawqeed in tadhhabanna is used here, and this comes under the ruling after imma, yani the imma, the conditional particle imma, it's near compulsory. Not absolutely, but it's near compulsory. If you go to Mecca, I will go with you. In the Quran, 17th surah, 23rd ayat, we have imma yabalughanna. Yani after imma, if yabalughanna, if he or she, yani one of them, reaches عندaka with you al-kibra, yani old age, ahaduhuma or kilahuma, one of them or both of them, if either of them yabalughanna عندaka al-kibra, if either one of your parents, one of them or both of them, reaches old age while they are with you, فلا تقل لهما أف, then don't say to them أف, ولا تنهرهما, and do not يعني repulse them or shout at them or speak harshly to them, وقل لهما قولا كريما, and say to them a gracious word, a word of kindness, a noble word. Okay, the point here in this ayah is what? Imma. The conditional particle imma is used, and therefore the verb following it, it's near compulsory to use noon at-tawqeed. Imma yabalughanna. If, yani, they reach with you the old age, one of them or both of them, then don't even say to them, uff. Yani, uff being a word of harshness. Yani, a word of disrespect. Yani, the meaning of uff is I'm annoyed, I'm irritated. Don't even say any word that indicates you're annoyed with them. وَلَا تَنْهَاهُمَا, and don't shout at them, but rather say to them, speak to them a gracious word, a word of kindness, a word of yani respect. Okay, so summary of when to use this noon, it's optional in two cases. In the fi'l amr, it's optional without any conditions to use it if you like. In the fi'l mudari, if it's a talabi, a command, a prohibition, or a question, it's permissible to use it if you like. The second situation is if the mudari verb is jawab al-qasam, it's coming after an oath, a swearing. Then, in that case, it's compulsory to use the noon at-tawqeed with three conditions. The verb itself must be affirmative, not negative. You're going to do something. It must be future, yani that you're going to do in the future, not something you're doing right now. And number three, the extra lam of emphasis has to be attached to the verb and not separated from it. If those three conditions are found in a mudari verb that comes as a jawab al-qasam, then it's compulsory, mandatory to use noon at-tawqeed. If any one of those conditions are not present, then it's not permissible to use noon at-tawqeed. And the third situation is near compulsory, and that's after the conditional particle imma. If it comes after imma, it's near compulsory. If it's not after imma and it's not jawab al-qasam fulfilling these three conditions, then it's optional. For the fi'l amr, it's optional without any conditions, and for the fi'l mudari, it's optional if it's a verb that indicates talab, a command, a prohibition, or a question, and we'll look at some of those in the remainder of this lesson. The final 2 points of this lesson is the word uff that just came in the example they just gave us. It says number 2, bottom of page 146, uff is a verb noun, meaning I am annoyed or I am irritated. Yani a person saying uff means that I am irritated, I am annoyed. And this is prohibited for a person to use such a word to their parents if one of them or both of them reach old age. This word uffun, it is mabniyun. So it is, yani, a fi'l, yani, its meaning is a fi'l mudari, yani, the meaning is the fi'l mudari, at-tadajjah, yani, meaning, I am irritated or I am annoyed. And it's mabniyun ala kasra, uffi, mabniyun ala kasra. Turning to the next page, 147 is the last point of this dialogue, and that is, the last point of this English key, I mean. In the Quran, 3rd Surah, 169th ayat, بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ. Here, the مُبْتَدَى is omitted after بَلْ. The full sentence is بَلْ هم أحياء. On the contrary, they are alive. هم أحياء. When بال precedes a sentence, it is called حرف الابتداء. It is called حرف الابتداء. That is introductory particle, introducing the new sentence. It denotes digression, that is change of subject. بال denotes change of subject. This change signifies one of the two following things. Change of subject can either be al-ibtal, which is cancellation of the previous statement, or it can be al-intiqal, that is transition from one idea to another without canceling the first. Without canceling the first, yani whatever was mentioned before. Alright, so let's look at this, yani in detail. Harf ibtida is an introductory particle. It denotes digression, that is change of subject. This change signifies one of the two following things. Either al-ibtal, A, that is cancellation of the previous statement, as in the verse, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Never think of those who are killed in the way of Allah as dead. أَمْوَاتًا. بَلْ, rather on the contrary, they are alive. أَحْيَاءٌ, يعني هُمْ أَحْيَاءٌ, they are alive. عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, with their Lord, يُرْزَقُونَ. They have provisions. They are alive with their Lord, being provided for. بَلْ is used here to cancel the idea that they are dead. Don't think of those who are killed in the way of Allah, أَمْوَاتًا, that they are dead. بَلْ, rather, no, that's wrong. We're canceling that out, the idea that they are dead. Rather, yani, they are alive in the presence of their Rabb, being provided for. So بَلْ is used here to cancel the idea that they are dead and to assert that they are alive. This is the first meaning of حرف ابتداء, yani changing the subject, cancelling the previous statement and affirming a new statement. The second meaning is انتقال, that is transition from one idea to another without cancelling the first. For example, إبراهيم كسلان بل هو مهمل. Yani Ibrahim is lazy, بل, nay, he is negligent. Yani, it's not cancelling the fact of him being lazy, but it's going further, changing another, coming to another, transitioning to another idea that he is not only lazy, but he's also negligent. He's also negligent. So the first idea of him being lazy is not being cancelled. It's not saying Ibrahim is lazy. No, he's not lazy. Rather, he is negligent. No, it's not cancelling the first idea. It's just going on to a new idea. بَلْ هُوَ مُهَمِلْ. Yani, not only is he lazy, he's also negligent. In the Quran, 69th Surah, 26th and 27th Ayat, we have, فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهَا قَالُوا إِنَّا لَضَالُونَ بَلْ نَحْنُ مَحْرُومُونَ. When they saw it, yani the destruction, the garden had been burnt down, when they saw it, فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهَا قَالُوا إِنَّا لَضَالُونَ. They said, surely we have lost our way, we are astray. بَلْ نَحْنُ مَحْرُومُونَ. Nay, we have been deprived of our fruit. Meaning, this is a new idea. It's transitioning from one idea to another without cancelling the first. And it's not saying, we are astray. No, we are not astray. Rather, we are deprived. No, it's not cancelling the first idea. It's just going to a new idea. They are astray, and they also have been deprived of their fruits. This is the end of what we wanted to cover from the English key for today. And it is a very important topic, especially the first part, the Noon at-Tawqeed, and how it's used, and when it's used, yani when it's obligatory, and when it's not, and so on. And what remains is the dialogue on page 3 or 271. So we're going to take a look at the dialogue, and then that will be end of for today, and then for next week, inshallah, we'll start with the first exercise on page 273. You can start with that today even. You don't have to wait for the homework assignment. Okay, so let's read 271. On the top of the page, الدرس الثالث وثلاثون, the 33rd lesson. I'm just going to point out the verbs that are emphasized by Noon at-Tawqeed, without a lot of commentary Yani, because next week we'll be looking at it in more detail when we look at the Arabic explanation. The teacher says, Ya Ahmadu, hal taftahanna nawafidha wal bardu shadidun? O Ahmed, are you opening the windows while the cold is very severe? Here, taftahanna, yani this is a talabi, because it's a question. So it's permissible to use noon at-tawqeed. He answers, or the teacher says, and he goes on to say, La taftahannaha illa an-nafidhata as-saghirata. Yani the teacher says, do not open them, yani the windows, except the small one. Here again, la taftahanna, yani this is a talabi, because he's saying don't, yani it's a nahi, so it's permissible to use the noon at-tawqeed here. Teacher goes on to say, halla, with shadda on the lam, halla tunaffidhunna as-saburata, ya ikhwanu. Yani, are you, O brothers, are you cleaning the board? Tunadhifanna as-sabura. Or the meaning here, I guess, is why don't you? Why don't you all clean the board, O brothers? So here, this halla is a question. Yani istifham, so it's a talabi, so it's permissible to use. Yani jaiz, permissible to use noon at-tawqeed. The teacher says, Uridu an akula lakum shay'an muhimman. فَاسْتَمِعُنَّ إِلَيَّ I want to say to you all something important. فَاسْتَمِعُنَّ إِلَيَّ So you all listen up to me. This is a fi'l amr. So it is in the fi'l amr, it's permissible without any conditions to use noon at-tawqeed. Yani the origin of this verb is istami'u. The waw is deleted and the dhamma remains when you add the noon at-tawqeed. إِنَّ مِنْ أَهَمِّ واجبات المسلم الدعوة إلى الله. Indeed, from the most important obligation of the Muslim is giving da'wah to Allah, calling to Allah. قال عز وجل, Allah the Most High, and Allah who is, and he, عز وجل, who is mighty and majestic. He said, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. Surah Ali Imran, 3rd Surah, 110th Ayat. He said, indeed, you all, kuntum, were the best of, you are the best of ummah, the best nation that have been sent forward for the people, enjoining the ma'aruf, that which is good, and prohibiting the munkar, that which is evil, and believing in Allah. Qala azza min qail, yani Allah, the mighty, who is saying, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ Surah Fussilat 41, 41st Surah, 33rd Ayat. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا Who is better in speech than the one who calls to Allah and does righteous deeds? عَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ And who said, indeed, I am from the Muslims. He's using these ayats to show the importance of da'wah. Then he says, فَعَلَيْنَا أن ندعو الناس إلى دين الله. So therefore it is incumbent upon us to call people to the deen of Allah. The students responded one by one saying, Ahmed saying, والله لأدعون الناس إلى دين الله في بلدي. By Allah I will call the people to the deen of Allah in my land. Here the verb أدعون, yani it's wajib to use noon at-tawqeed here because it is jawab Qasim. It is the response to a Qasim, Wallahi, and it is future in meaning, and it's affirmative, and the lam is attached to the verb, so it's wajib here. Ali says, Wallahi, لَأَنْشُرَنَّ الْإِسْلَامَ فِي بَلَدِي By Allah, I will spread Islam in my country. And again here, the use of noon at-tawqeed is wajib, because it's yani jawab al-Qasim, and it is fulfills the three conditions of being affirmative, and being future in meaning, and having the lam attached directly to the verb. Hamid says, Wallahi lanuharibanna ash-shirka wal-bid'ata fi baladina. By Allah, we will make war against shirk and innovation in our land. And again here, the noon at-tawqeed is wajib, because the verb is jawab al-qasam. It's affirmative, yani it's future in meaning, and the lam is attached directly to it. Zuhair says, Wallahi, لا نترك الكفار يَنْشُرُونَ دِينَهُمْ فِي بَلَدِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. He said, by Allah, we will not leave the disbelievers to spread their religion in the land of the Muslims. Here we see that يعني the verb is جواب القسم, but it is not affirmative. لا نترك. It's negative. It doesn't fulfill the three conditions. Therefore, at least it doesn't fulfill one condition, and that's sufficient to prohibit using the noon at-tawqeed, because it's manfiyun. It's not affirmative. It's not muthbat. William says, وَاللَّهِ لَسَوْفَ أُؤَلِّفُ كُتُبًا بِاللُّغَةِ الْإِنْجْلِيزِيَةِ لِنَشْرِ تَعْلِيمِ الْإِسْلَامِ. By Allah, I will author books in the English language for the explanation of the teachings of Islam. And again here, even though it's jawab al-qasm, it doesn't fulfill one of the conditions, that is the lam is not attached directly to the verb u'allifu, it's attached to sawfa. The teacher says, barakallahu fikum wa waffaqakum lima fihi khayrun khayrul islam wal muslimin. May Allah bless all of you and may He grant you success to do that which contains good for Islam and the Muslims. Naam, the teacher then goes on to say, وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَلَّمَنَا الطَّرِيقَةَ الصَّحِيحَةَ لِلدَّعْوَةِ إِذْ قَالَ. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is perfect and most high, has taught us the way, the correct way of giving da'wah, when He said, أُدْعُوا إِلَى سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوَعِذَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنْ. Surah An-Nahl 16th Surah 125th Ayah, the meaning of which is, call to the way of your Rabb with wisdom, and مَوْعِذَ حَسَنَةً, good encouragements, وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنْ, and argue with them in ways that are best. فَعَلَيْنَا أَن نَتَّبِيَ هَذِهِ الطَّرِيقَةَ. So it is incumbent upon us to follow this way. Ali says, وَاللَّهِ لَنُحِبُّكَ يَا أُسْتَاذُ فَإِنَّكَ لَمُرَبٍّ عَظِيمٌ جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ عَنَّا أَحْسَنَ الْجَزَاءِ. He said, by Allah, we love you, O teacher, for indeed you are a great teacher, yani murabbi, one who raises the people properly. May Allah reward you on our behalf with the best of rewards. Here we see that لَنُحِبُّكَ is جَوَابَ الْقَسْمِ, but it's not a future meaning. He's saying we love you right now, so it doesn't allow for the use of noon at-tawqeed. The teacher says, اِقْرَى الْآيَاتِ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ, read the ayat. So Abdullah says, بَعْدَ الْإِسْتِيَاذُ وَالْبَسْمَلَىٰ, after seeking refuge in Allah and saying Bismillah, رحمن الرحيم, he says, لَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Do not think of those who are killed in the way of Allah as dead, rather they are alive with their Lord being provided. Here, لا تحسبن يجوز في مضاري. It's permissible to use the noon التوكيد because it is what? طلبي. يعني لا تحسبن, يعني it's a prohibition here. So it's طلبي, it's permissible to use noon التوكيد. This is from Surah Ali Imran, 3rd Surah, 169th Ayat. And then he reads the next Ayat. وَلَنَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهَ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ. And indeed, Allah will help and support those who support Him, yani support His deen. Surah Al-Hajj, I think 22nd Surah, 40th Ayah. Here, yani it's wajib to use the noon at-tawqeed because it's jawab al-qasm, yani the meaning of wa lanansuranna, yani it's wallahi lanansuranna. So it's jawab al-qasm, it's affirmative, it's future, and it is, the lam is connected directly to it, so it's obligatory to use the noon at-tawqeed. The next ayat, from Surah Al-Isra, 17th Surah, 23rd Ayat, إِمَّا يَبَلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبْرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Yani if either of them reach old age with you, one or either of your parents, then don't say to them a word of annoyance, and do not shout at them, but say to them a word of honor. Here, yani يَبَلُغَنَّ, it's near compulsory to use the noon at tawheed here because of the conditional particle imma. The teacher then says, Iqra al-hadith, ya Hisham, read the hadith, O Hisham. Hisham says, An al-Bara'i ibn al-Azib, radiallahu anhu, qala ra'aytu al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yawm al-Khandaq, yanqulu al-Turab, wa huwa yaqul. Yani al-Bara'i ibn al-Azib, radiallahu anhu, said, I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Khandaq, the Battle of the Trench, carrying dirt. And he was saying, Wallahi lawla, wallahi lawla Allahu mahtadayna wala sumna wala sallayta fa'anzilan sakinatan alayna wathabbit al-aqdam wathabbit aqdama in laqayna wal mushrikuna qad baghaw alayna idha aradu fitnatan abayna. Yani the meaning, by Allah, swearing by Allah, if it was not for Allah, we would not have been guided, we would have not fasted, we would not have prayed. So send upon us sakina, peace and tranquility, and make our feet firm if we meet the enemies, because the mushrikeen, they have transgressed upon us, and if they want fitna, we have refused. Yani in this poet, in these lines, fa'anzilan, yani is the fi'l amr, and the fi'l amr is permissible to use the noon at tawqeed, mutlaqan, without any conditions. This is noon at-tawqeed al-khafifa, yani without the double noon. And the final page, 273, the teacher says, Iqra al-bayt, ya William, read this poetry, or William. William says, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ نُؤُوبَ اللَّيْثِ بَارِزَةً فَلَا تَذُنَّنَّ أَنَّ اللَّيْثَ يَبْتَسِمُ. Yani, if you see the teeth of the lion be shown, yani being seen, don't think, don't imagine that the lion is smiling. Rather, he intends to eat you. Here, the point is, فَلَا تَذُنَّنَّ فَلَا تَذُنَّنَّ. Yani, it's permissible to use the noon at tawqeed here because it's a mudari verb. That's talabi. Yani, la nahiya. So it's talabi, and therefore it's permissible to use noon at tawqeed. And this is the end of what we wanted to cover for today. Next week, inshallah, we'll start with the first exercise on page 273. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I ask Allah for myself and for each of you that He grant us success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone, and that He recognize, reward, and record our good deeds, pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that He grant us al-thabat, to remain upon the sirat al-mustaqim until we return to Him in a condition in which we are pleasing to Him and pleased with Him. And we ask Allah to grant a speedy and complete recovery to those amongst us who are sick, and to shower upon those who have passed away His rahmah, and to fill their graves with light and make them spacious, and protect them from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the fire. Ameen.